Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Tuesday, May 26, 2015. I'm here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida, where the sun is shining, and we're having wonderful, gorgeous thunderstorms every afternoon now, which means it's summer here in Clearwater, because we spend all summer getting rained upon, but we love it because it lowers the temperature. That's the whole point of rain, here at least. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about cleaning our houses, and not just cleaning our houses, but cleaning them easily without toxic chemicals. The first thing I just want to say about this product before I introduce my guest is that I was sent a sample of the product, and I took it into my kitchen, and my kitchen is actually very clean, usually by the standard methods, the standard non-toxic methods. But I had a spill on my stove, you know, when something boils over and then it gets stuck to the stove. And I had gone in there with my little scrubber and the scouring powder and stuff, and I couldn't get all these things off the stove. There was just pieces of it just left there. And so I took this mitt and I put water on it, like the instructions said, and I just like gently rubbed it, and these pieces of things I couldn't get off my stove just came right off. Really, they just came right off, like I was doing nothing but touching it. And it was pretty amazing to me, and I just cleaned the whole top of my stove really easily. And I can see that this technology really works pretty amazingly. So today we're going to talk to Damian Pike. He's the founder and CEO of Zambada Clean, and they sell fiber and microfiber cleaning products which eliminate the needs for toxic chemicals. So you buy these once. I'm saying that cautiously because maybe you need to buy them again in 20 years or something. But and we'll ask him that. And you don't have to go to the store. You'll never run out of cleaning products. Well, not never. But for a long time, you won't run out of cleaning products because you'll always have them right there. So Damian is joining us from Australia. Hi, Damian.
Hi, Deborah Lynn. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
Good. So I think you're in a whole different weather zone down in Australia, aren't you?
We are in a completely different weather zone. We're just coming into winter, whereas you're just coming into summer. And
that's right.
Listening to your introduction there, that you're in Florida and just having some thunderstorms and rain, all that water is exactly what we're going to talk about today. That is, in fact, nature's super solvent, and that's really all you need to effectively clean your house.
Good. Well, before we talk about that, tell us how you started this business. How did you find out about it, or get the idea, or what motivated you to do it?
Okay, well, I came across these products 15 years ago, I was, like you, I was pretty amazed when I first heard that these products, you could bring them home and using nothing but water, they would clean your house and get rid of all these toxic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was pregnant at the time with twins, and of course that's a real life-changing event, and so we're in the process of reviewing everything we did, and I gave them a go, and like you, I was absolutely amazed at what they did, and that really was the catalyst for the start of my journey with Zambada.
So these products already existed, and then you decided to sell them.
So these products, they were brought into Australia 20 years ago by my business partner, and she found them. Her son actually suffered from asthma, and she was a confirmed bleach queen. And every Saturday when she cleaned her home with bleach, her son would promptly have an asthma attack.
Mm-hmm.
And she came across them when she went back to Austria, and her mother-in-law was using them. And she brought them back with her to Australia, got rid of the chemicals out of her house, and her son's asthma was on the mend, and that's how the business started in Australia 20 years ago, and I became involved 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
And so then we started in the U.S. We just started selling them about a year ago now.
And so in Australia, what is What is the response to this? Are like millions of people using them?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. In Australia, it's the leading brand. We sell it under a different brand name in Australia, but it's the leading brand in Australia. Australians, for their part, you know, they really get it. Every mum who understands the importance of cleaning and yet the dangers of toxic cleaning chemicals in the home, especially when you have young kids, it doesn't take much to put two and two together. And with Tabata, you have a technology that is really 21st century technology. And now more and more the science that we get, you know, virtually every day, telling us to remove all manner of toxic chemicals from our home. Right. One of the last bastions is toxic cleaning chemicals. We seem to take them for granted. We'll get rid of BPA out of plastic bottles. We'll get rid of pesticides and herbicides off our food. But we seem to completely ignore the fact that we bring very toxic, dangerous cleaning chemicals into our homes.
Well, you know, I think that part of that is that I know that a lot of people have an assumption that if it's on the shelf, it's safe, because isn't the government protecting us? But that's not true. The government isn't protecting us from toxic chemicals. And unfortunately, we do have to watch every product that we bring into our house to see if there's toxic chemicals in them. So so it really is something that we do. You know, people don't often think, as you said, about their cleaning products. I think that most people, I mean, myself excluded because I've been thinking this way for so long, is that they don't think that everything can be toxic in their home. But one by one, when you start looking at this, everything has to be examined, including cleaning products. Here in America, we have warning labels on cleaning products. Do you have that in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. And in a way, Deborah Lynn, that is the ultimate irony, because the products, every one are the same as in the US, but nobody reads the back of the label.
Nobody reads them here either.
Yeah, it's the back of the label in the two-point print where all of those products say they are harmful, they're toxic, they can only be used under very set circumstances, which is you've got to wear rubber gloves, you've got to either wear breathing protection or ventilate a room, and for them to be effective, you've got to leave them on a surface for up to 10 minutes for them to work, which nobody does. Interestingly, the big caution on the back of them, of course, is always the poisons hotline and what you have to do when you ingest them, inhale them, breathe them, get them on your skin, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So you're right about the government, of course. No, they don't really legislate. The legislation is obviously very antiquated, and a lot of these products are innocent until proven guilty. The challenge is they're proven guilty time and time again, in emergency wards all over the United States and Australia, globally. And yet it's only when something really bad happens that people stand up and go, oh, my God, we've got to get rid of this stuff. And so that's really it's the educational component now. The other aspect, of course, is with that education, it's about, okay, how do we, what do we change to? And, now we're in the 21st century, and as I say, the science is coming in. You know, this bio load of chemicals that we're exposed to every day is becoming increasingly obvious, that it's a health risk to us. And in the United States, the FDA, as you're probably aware, has only just recently come out after a 30-year study and said, okay, that they've got to ban triclosan out of cleaning chemicals by 2016-17.
Yeah.
Now, that's a 30-year study. Now, if government is going to move that slowly, then, I don't think we should wait for the government to decide and determine what chemicals are safe and in what amounts, because waiting for a long time.
I totally agree. And that's part of why I do this show, is because we each of us need to take responsibility for those own decisions and not wait for the government. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk some about the toxic chemicals in cleaning products that you will not be exposed to if you use Damien's products. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can go to Damien's website, ZabataClean.com, to find out about these, what we're about to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Damian Pike. He's the founder and CEO of Zabata Clean, and their website is zabataclean.com, and they sell fiber and microfiber-based products that clean your home without chemicals. So, Damian, before we talk about your products, would you tell us about some of the chemicals that you know about in toxic chemicals that people would now not be using if they're using your products?
Okay, so when you change to Zabata Clean, you will effectively eliminate 90% of the chemicals from your home. Which is a pretty significant achievement. Now, the reason we only say 90% and not 100% is because you can still use, your soaps, detergents for dishwashing and clothes and stuff like that. But when it comes to cleaning, you absolutely eliminate the need for any chemicals in the home. So it's a pretty revolutionary kind of change.
So here in the United States, cleaning products are governed by the Federal Hazardous Substances Act. That's how toxic they are. Do you have something like that in Australia?
Yes, we do. Yes, we have the TGA as well. It's a similar. It's quite interestingly, Deborah Lynn, a lot of what Australia does is based on US regulation.
Uh-huh.
So in many ways, a lot of Australian things, we take our cues from the United States. It's quite similar. And the same companies, the same multinational companies that produce a lot of these products in the United States are obviously global, and so the products that we get here are manufactured by the same manufacturers.
Very similar, yeah. Okay, well, tell us about your products. I'll let you describe them. I could describe them, but you describe them.
Okay, so they are, in essence, simplicity themselves. It's really a game changer. It's a technological leap forward in that you're getting rid of all the chemicals and replacing them with a fiber. So what we do is a very simple process. It's just a simple wet, wipe, dry. So you wet the fiber, you wipe down the surface, and then you dry it with the marvel cloth, the microfiber marvel cloth afterwards. Now, effectively, what's happening is you are replacing instead of killing bacteria with chemicals, you are physically, mechanically removing them. It's that simple. So instead of a chemical clean, you've got a physical clean. Now what happens in the process is all of the dirt, the grime, the grease, the bacteria gets picked up and trapped in the fiber network of the products. Okay, and then it doesn't, and it will not transfer to another surface. It'll stay trapped in that fiber network until you throw it in the wash. And it, like your clothes, when your clothes get dirty, you just throw them in the wash, clean them, and then the fibers are ready to be reused again. It is quite extraordinary. And the good thing is now that more and more the science is coming in. We've had these tested scientifically by a number of universities. And they always come up tops. We also have a test that we do called a Lumi tester, because bacteria is a really big deal for people. And the challenge is you can't see it. Mm-hmm. So people look at a surface and go, well, it looks clean, but how do I really know? Now, what those big companies have done very effectively over multiple decades is and I use this cautiously, educate us in regards to what clean needs to be. So that kind of form of indoctrination has us believing that we've got to put toxic chemicals all over our house to kill all these bacteria. That's not actually true. So what they've also done to make that work better is create a sensory Pavlovian response, if you like, by then mixing it with lemon, pine, or eucalyptus or whatever, so that when you smell those things, you get this Pavlovian response that, oh, well, that's what clean smells like.
Yes, yes.
So I can't see the dirt, but if it smells like lemon or pine, it must be clean. And that's the real misnomer. That's the great marvel of their efforts over the last few decades to convince us that's the case. So what we have here now is a 21st century product that completely replaces that chemical, and as I say, becomes a mechanical clean. It's more effective. It's quicker. It uses less water. it lasts longer, is healthier for you and healthier for the environment.
When I was cleaning my stove this morning, not knowing any of the things that you just said, I noticed for myself that when the cloth picked up something off the stove just so easily, as I said before, when I looked at it, I couldn't see that it was on the cloth. It was just like it disappeared. And then I put it back on the stove and it didn't transfer back to the stove. Like if you were to use a paper towel or a regular, cloth, then you clean and it all, you're just moving the dirt around because it doesn't have that pickup quality. But, and so it was pretty amazing that I could just, you know, put the cloth over it and it would pick up the dirt and then it was gone. It was gone. And then I'd go to, you know, pick up more dirt and it was gone. And I wasn't just moving it around. It was pretty amazing. And so I understand what you're saying about picking up the bacteria. It's almost magnetic. That might not be the right word, but I think that that's the sense that you have, that it's just picking it up and holding it. And that just makes your cleaning so easy right there. Just even if it wasn't toxic free, I just, from the performance value, I think people should use it just because it makes your cleaning easier. It actually gets it cleaner.
Yes. And the interesting thing, or the miraculous thing about it is your surfaces actually stay cleaner for longer. And the reason why is because there's no chemical residue left on the surface. So your surfaces are actually naturally cleaner, and then they stay cleaner longer because they don't attract more stuff and it doesn't get dirty, as fast. So it preserves your surfaces, especially if you're talking about stainless steel and cooktops and cookware, anywhere where there's food preparation. People spend literally, tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, renovating their homes with all manner of different kinds of surfaces, very exotic surfaces in some instances.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, applying chemicals to them just erodes them and damages them, dulls them, scratches them, does all those kinds of things. So Zapata actually keeps those surfaces looking newer for longer. So the benefits, it's quite extraordinary. And when you say, it doesn't transfer, we do a test when we sell the product and demonstrate it to people. If you put some butter or grease on a bench, which is, you all know what it's like to have to remove that, mm-hmm. You just wet the glove with cold water, wipe it over the butter, and you'll feel the glove just kind of stop and as it hits it and then just takes off again. It just picks it up. And as you say, it will. You can wipe around on the bench. It will not transfer to another surface. It's the ultimate kind of test. It's quite extraordinary to watch.
We need to go to break, but we'll come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Damian Pike, founder of Zapata Clean, founder and CEO, and it's ZapataClean.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Damian Pike. He's the founder and CEO of Zapata Clean, and he's all the way in Australia. So I hear little clicks and things in the background of the transmission, but it's because he's all the way from Australia, and where it's wintertime. It's coming on wintertime now. So, Damian, before we talk about, I want to hear about all the different kinds of products and uses and everything, but before we talk about that, what kind of fiber is this? What's the fiber made out of?
Okay, so the fibers are constructed depending on the cleaning job. And as you will have noted, from the ones you've got, they're different combinations done in different weights and densities depending on the task that they have to perform. So the kitchen one is really ideal for removing grease and grime and bacteria. The bathroom one is for soap scum, calcium buildup, hard water stains, things like that. The dust or the living one is ideal for trapping dust, and that includes not just the big particles but the thoracic dust that really hits asthma and allergy sufferers. And, of course, the floor products and window products. The floor products are amazing. They're an award-winning product in Australia. It's one of Australia's number one floor cleaners. So if you have hardwood floors or tiling or whatever the case may be, we have a floor fiber for each one of those surface types. So we make products really very specifically to achieve particular outcomes.
So they're synthetic fibers as opposed to natural fibers?
Yes, that's correct. They're synthetic. So they're nylon, polyester, polyamide, and they're all cut in different blends and weights and densities.
Okay, good. I didn't notice any odors to them, and nylon and polyester are down at the safe end of synthetic fibers. It's something I want to say about synthetic fibers, as long as we're talking about them, is that a lot of people get confused about the toxicity of synthetic fibers. For example, polyester. Somebody just wrote to me the other day and said, was asking me about polyester being toxic, but I actually did quite a lot of research on polyester, and polyester itself has very low toxicity. But what happens is that, like when you buy a polyester shirt, for example, they put a finish on it, and it's the finish that's toxic. Since you are interested in reducing toxic chemicals, I'm assuming that your synthetic products are not putting more toxic chemicals into the air themselves, that's something that you've looked at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely not. And, the other aspect to what we're doing here is about zero waste. So I'm really glad you brought that up, because what we're focused on as a company is we're a zero waste company, and that's really important to us. And also we're really committed to breaking the consumer cycle. One of the biggest problems, of course, that exists is we're constantly down the supermarket repurchasing a whole batch more of, in this instance, cleaning products. Now, you know what that aisle looks like in a supermarket.
It's huge.
And it's extraordinary. It is extraordinary. And if you walk down it, I mean, nowadays, if I ever go down it, I've got a headache by the time I get to the end.
Right.
You're just assaulted by the different fragrances and everything else. So these products, your Zavada products, will last you 2 to 3 years. Now, in this day and age of rampant consumerism, that's extraordinary.
Today,
I don't have to go down the cleaning aisle for 2 to 3 years. So breaking that consumer cycle, and then you think about, okay, all of the landfill that you will have saved in regards to, plastic bottles, paper towels, et cetera, that's just amazing, and that's something we're really super proud of. And the consumers, our customers, they're super proud of the fact that, they've gone, wow, I've eliminated that out of my shopping basket.
Yes, and that continuous cost over that time period. I want to say, you were talking about the butter earlier, and then we had to go to break, but I wanted to say that in addition to the stove, I also cleaned my sink. And my sink actually this morning had some grease in it. And so what I would do is take the sponge and the scouring powder and in order to cut through the grease. So I was using your mitt, and I tried just wiping the mitt over the greasy edge of the sink, and it came right off. The grease just literally just came right off. It was, I was so surprised, because usually grease is just like this messy thing. And it just came right off.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. It was just like a magic thing in comparison to, like, I haven't been using toxic chemicals for more than 30 years, and I use things like baking soda and vinegar and soap and all of those things. But, they do the job, but this does the job easier. It really does the job easier.
It does the job easier, simpler, less water, zero waste, and you never have to go and replenish. And that's the amazing thing. That is really the amazing part. And the beauty is, we have three children. They've grown up without chemicals in the home. And, of course, they've got to do their chores. So, they've done that since they were super little. And there's no qualms about, giving them a chore that you would normally attach to a toxic cleaning chemical.
Right.
And you wouldn't give a child because of the danger element. Our kids are, they don't know another way. And that's what we're about. We're about educating people and creating generational change.
That's so wonderful to hear you say they don't know another way. They only know the non-toxic way. They don't know the toxic light. And I wish that that would be, I can, as you're saying that, I can just see a whole generation starting out from birth, not having toxic chemical exposures like I did in my generation. I started
And that's a relatively recent thing, Deborah Lynn. As you would well know, it's really post-World War II.
Yes.
And now all the science is coming in, you know, and it's related to, you know, ADHD and, you know, autism and all manner of stuff. You know, whether it's true or not, we don't know, because we are this ongoing human experiment in that sense. But one thing we do know for sure is that it's much better to eliminate those chemicals out of our lives wherever we can.
Yes.
And this is an area where people, as you rightly say, have taken for granted that these products are safe, when the truth is clearly the opposite, because the products themselves say on the back they're toxic and harmful.
Right. It's right there on the label. You know,
I
have this vision that every toxic product should be required by law to put a skull and crossbones on the front of the label, so that as you're walking down the aisle, you see toxic, 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 toxic.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to say.
The funny thing is, and it's really interesting, I have just, you guys, you'd be familiar obviously with Uber.
No.
You're not familiar with Uber, the ride-sharing company out of San Francisco?
Oh, I'm not in San Francisco. I have been in San Francisco, but we don't have it here in Florida. But
Okay, well, it's just started here in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And it's really interesting, and I liken what we're doing to what Uber's doing. If Uber had have gone to the government and said, okay, we want to start this ride-sharing business, and they'd go, well, no, you can't do that because we've got taxis and we've got a taxi control board and, you know, we've got to do blah, 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 blah.
Wait, but I need to interrupt you just because we have to go to break.
It.
Hold on just a second. We have to go to break. It's going to cut us off. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Damian Pike. He's the founder and CEO of Zabata Clean, and that's at ZabataClean.com. Okay, Damian, go ahead with what you were saying. Sorry, I was so interested in what you were saying, I didn't look at the clock.
Oh, no, that's no problem. I was just likening, you know, Zabata and, you know, the government approach to chemicals to basically a lot of industries these days where it's really important that we actually bypass. Business has a great opportunity to create change.
Yes.
And that's about presenting options to the public that weren't previously there.
Mm-hmm.
Government aren't going to embrace them because government tend to legislate retrospectively.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we need to do to create change. We need to educate the people. And we need to present an option that's better than the status quo, which is better than the option they've got at the moment. And that's the truth with fiber technology cleaning. It's a much better option than chemical cleaning. You get rid of chemicals out of your life, out of your home. You're healthier, you're happier, your house is clean, and you're doing the right thing by the environment at the same time.
Yes, that's always been my philosophy for the past more than 30 years that I've been doing this work. I didn't want to just say everything's toxic. It was always my philosophy from the beginning that I had to give people an alternative. And that's how I was able to make the change in my own life from having toxic chemicals in my home that were making me sick, that I had to find something else. That you couldn't just say, I'm going to throw away all the cleaning products. Then how are you supposed to keep your home clean? Or I'm going to throw away all my pesticides. Or I'm going to throw away all my scented shampoo. You know, you have to have something else. You have to have the replacement. And that's what's so great about what you're doing, is that you're giving people an option.
Correct. And the interesting thing is, Deborah Lee, and you'll get, I know this is true in the US as it is in Australia, you see lots of magazine articles, like loads of magazine articles, you know, telling, particularly the women's magazine articles,
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, rid your home of chemicals, is your house killing you, your personal care items, blah, blah, blah. But in many instances, they don't provide a 21st century alternative. They'll advocate for a 19th century alternative, so bicarb soda and vinegar or things like that, which is, for many people, impractical. You know, they can't go home and mix up their own, you know, kind of homemade remedies and things like that. And for many people, that's akin to saying, well, I'm going to give up my smartphone and go back to an analog phone. You know, in the 21st century, it's just impractical. So we're excited because you know, it takes the conversation forward. It educates people and says, okay, here's a 21st century alternative that requires no chemicals, is quicker, easier, and does a better job. And that's what's exciting for us.
Okay, so we only have a short period of time left before the end of the show. So I would like you to, when I go to your website, what I see is a whole lot of different products for different parts of the house. Yep. And so while I understand the concept of what you're doing, I'm not quite sure what to buy. So could you explain the different products and where people can start to get to be using your products?
You bet. Well, what I recommend is, funnily enough, over many, many years, I've learned that everybody, and I mean everybody, has a clean thing. They have one thing in their house that they're really obsessed about being clean. The rest of it, not so much. So in my personal instance, it's the kitchen. I'm really fanatical about the kitchen being clean. For my wife, she can't leave the house unless the bed's made. Mm-hmm. So everyone's got their thing. So basically what I do is focus on what's your clean thing. If it's the kitchen, then I'd say start with the kitchen, because you know what it takes to clean your kitchen. You know how you obsess about it, and therefore you will really notice the difference when you start cleaning with Sabata. If it's the bathroom, then start with the bathroom. If it's dust and living, then start with dust and living. If it's your floor, then start with your floor. If it's windows, start with windows. But as soon as you start with your clean thing, pick a product that matches that, use it for a while, and you will be amazed. And then, once you know that it does such a good job on the area that you're particularly concerned with, you know it's going to do an amazing job in the rest of your home. So pretty much that's what we do, although we have people come onto our site and just buy the entire pack. You know, with people who get it really get it, and they've been looking for a 21st century alternative. And for many people, you know, a lot of our US customers have friends in Australia or relatives in Australia who now go, oh my God, you know, Zabata's in Australia, you know, just get on board and buy it. You'll be doing yourself a huge favor. So we get a mixture of people buying, you know, one or two products to try, or they just buy the entire system and go, right, fantastic, I'm going chemical free tomorrow, kind of thing.
Well, so I'm looking at your website, and I see that over in the left hand side in the menu, that you've got kitchen care, you've got, right now I'm on kitchen care, so let's see, kitchen care, bathroom care, living care, floor care, accessories, and then you can buy these things one by one or in bundles. But, you know, they're not like buying a $5 cleaning product. They cost some money, and I'm sure that the cost of these are much less over time than buying that $5 bottle of cleaning product over and over and over again.
Absolutely, so.
You're going to end up saving money.
Well, you do. Oh, you save your money and your health, you know, more importantly. But, yeah, you definitely save money. To be honest with you, we've still got products that we've had for 12 years. I mean, we say 2 to 3 years because it's important for us to be conservative and, you know, and make sure we can deliver. But without a doubt, those products will keep on keeping on. But that's up to everybody's personal circumstance. What we also have on the website there, you'll see, is a rewards section, Deborah Lynn.
Uh-huh. And so I'm clicking on it right now.
What we do there is basically we have a really generous rewards program, so that if you want to, if the cost is an issue for you, then buy the product that you're most interested in, use it, share it with your friends, give us a testimonial, and that will earn you points to get free product. So that you can build up.
Oh, what a great idea!
Because what we're most interested in is converting homes and getting people chemical free. So if you want to buy the whole lot, buy the whole lot. If the cost is an issue, then no problem at all. You know, you share it with your friends and help us get the word out and help to educate other people, and we're happy to reimburse you with product.
What a great idea. Well, we only have about 4 minutes left. So is there anything that you would like to say that you haven't talked about yet?
I think overall, you know, from my point of view, I just want to thank you, because education is really key. This is what it's about. We've been doing this for 20 years in Australia and in Europe, And we're brand new in the United States. And we're excited that, you know, the US is getting on board, and more people in the United States are really, really questioning, you know, these products that you've grown up with and stopped and said, you know what, actually, these are dangerous, they're toxic, and we shouldn't be using them. So that's really what's exciting to us, that obviously, you know, we can come to the US, we can share this stuff with people like yourself and customers, and they get it straight away. And that's what's exciting. And just listening to you, you know, I can really tell that you use those products and that you got that amazing result, because I know what it's like. When you first use them, it's quite extraordinary, because you're so used to doing something else.
It was extraordinary. God, it really was extraordinary.
Yeah. And then
it was
you
doing
find yourself
things
running
I wasn't
around
expecting
the house
to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and you run around and try it on everything. You become a cleaning, cleaning crazy. It's quite extraordinary. So, and that's what I get excited about. I know that's crazy that I get super excited about cleaning. Is a bit crazy, I know. But hey, you know, we've all got to do it. It's a chore. And why not do it quicker and faster with Zavada and healthier at the same time?
I totally, totally agree. So I just want to tell our listeners that when you go to the site, then it's divided into these different areas: kitchen care, bath care, living care, floor care. And when you go to that section, there are videos, so you can see in each section how the product outperforms the chemicals. And there's, if you go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for today's show, I put a link to one of them, one of the videos that's actually on a different page, earlier in the show we were talking about how it picks up the bacteria and holds on to the bacteria. They actually show in these videos the little machines that are measuring the amount of bacteria and how much is removed by the Zavada cloth and a standard cleaner. And so it's a fascinating sight to look at and see what these cloths can do and how they truly do outperform the chemical cleaners. And so even if you don't even care about toxic chemicals, which I don't think is the case if you're listening to this show, it's just an amazing thing to look at in terms of the performance.
Yeah, that is. Thanks for mentioning that. That machine is called a Lumi tester, and that is a food grade hygiene swab test. And it's amazing because now it's a handheld device, and use that because, as we said, no one can see what the bacteria count is, and so people take for granted what they see on the ads.
Yeah.
And when you do that head to head, and we use that as raw chicken, because raw chicken obviously in the kitchen is quite dangerous. So when we do that raw chicken test and do the swab test afterwards, and you see the bacteria count and how much more...
I have to interrupt you again. I'm sorry, because we're at the end of the show. But please, listeners, go to the site and see the video. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today has been Damian Pike from Zavada, ZavadaClean.com. Be well.